This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudwal highlights Nepal's growing potential in hydropower, tourism and agriculture to Japanese business community. Prime Minister Sushila Karki briefs National Assembly on election preparations and good governance, pledging smooth transfer of power. Election Commission disqualifies 76 candidates from proportional representation closed list, 21 found blacklisted by Credit Information Bureau. And India-US trade tension eases as US President lowers tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudwal has urged Japanese business persons and industrialists to invest in Nepal, citing strong potential in hydropower, tourism, agriculture, information technology, services and mining. Addressing the Japanese business community in Tokyo, he stated that Nepal has introduced legal and institutional reforms to ensure a favorable and secure environment for foreign investment, including the ease of repatriating profits. Currently on an official visit to Japan marking the 78th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations, President Paudwal said the milestone offers an opportunity to deepen cooperation in trade and investment, tourism and technology. He noted Nepal's planned graduation from the status of a least developed country this year and its goal of becoming a middle-income country by 2030, emphasizing the need for increased foreign investment and advanced technology. Similarly, during a courtesy call, Japan's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, Hori Iwao, reaffirmed Japan's support and expressed hope for the successful conduct of Nepal's upcoming House of Representatives election. Likewise, as part of his visit, President Paudwal also urged the Nepali embassy in Tokyo to strengthen economic diplomacy, protect the rights of Nepali workers and students, and promote people-to-people ties. President Paudwal is on a four-day visit to Japan and is scheduled to return home on February 4th. Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday addressed the National Assembly for the first time since assuming office, expressing confidence that the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5 will be free, fair and peaceful. Speaking at the fifth meeting of the 19th session, she briefed members on the election preparations and the government's efforts to promote good governance. The Prime Minister said she assumed office amid challenges, stressed she has no ambition to remain in power and committed to handing over authority to a newly elected government after the polls. She also congratulated newly elected National Assembly members and responded to questions on the National Good Conduct Policy Study Report. Meanwhile, two documents were presented in a meeting of the National Assembly yesterday, including a study report on the Immigration Act and a proposal for deliberation on National Good Conduct Policy 2082 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, receiving study reports from Language Commission at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Karki said that all languages spoken in Nepal are a national asset and stressed that none should be allowed to disappear. She also urged all stakeholders to play a constructive role in preserving and promoting linguistic diversity. A delegation led by Commission Chair Dr. Gopal Thakur submitted reports on mother tongue education and on implementation of the National Action Plan for the International Decade of Indigenous Languages 2022-2032. Meanwhile, at a separate event yesterday, Prime Minister Karki directed the Nepal Police to act lawfully, impartially and responsibly during the upcoming election. Addressing the Police Inspector Basic Training 183rd Batch Pass-Out Ceremony at the Nepal National Police Academy in Maharajganj, Prime Minister Karki underlined that the strength of the police lies in law, discipline and conduct rather than force and called for a more people-oriented, credible and democratic police service. The Election Commission has removed 76 candidates from the proportional representation list submitted by political parties for the House of Representatives election. The decision follows verification of candidate details based on complaints, eligibility rules, and information provided by political parties. Among those removed, 21 candidates were blacklisted by the Credit Information Bureau, while 25 were listed simultaneously for provincial assembly seats. Others were disqualified for reasons including failure to pay fines, not meeting the minimum age requirement, incorrect designation, or being removed at the party's request. Likewise, the Election Commission has held discussions with the state-run media and related institutions, urging them to prioritize election-related coverage, including voter education, factual reporting, and monitoring of mass media content as election approaches. With about a month remaining until voting, the Commission has asked state-run media to prepare a collaborative plan to help ensure a free, fair, and peaceful election environment. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has sought clarifications from various political parties and candidates for alleged violations of Election Code of Conduct. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to remain alert about the Nipah virus outbreak in neighboring India while stating that the risk of infection in Nepal remains low. In a statement issued, the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division said health facilities and concerned agencies across the country have been put on alert as part of preparedness measures. Although the World Health Organization has assessed the public health risk of Nipah virus as low at both global and Southeast Asia regional levels, the ministry has called on the public to adopt precautionary measures. Health officials said the virus can spread to humans through contact with infected bats, contaminated fruits, pigs, or close contact with infected individuals. The ministry has stressed strict patient identification, isolation, reporting, and infection prevention measures in suspected cases. The Health Insurance Board has revised its health insurance policy, setting a ceiling of up to 25,000 rupees for outpatient or OPD services per beneficiary. Board officials said the revised provision came into effect on February 2nd, following months of review. The board has been facing difficulties clearing overdue payments to hospitals, with some major health institutions warning of service suspension. Meanwhile, Health and Population Minister Dr. Sudha Sarma Gautam has emphasized the need for reform of the health insurance program, with the new policy forming part of her broader reform agenda. While experts warned the OPD cap could affect beneficiaries, the board has urged stakeholders not to view the change as a reduction in coverage and said efforts are underway to mobilize resources to clear outstanding dues. Nepal's overall economic and financial situations remain stable, according to the latest macroeconomic and financial status report released by Nepal Rashtra Bank. The 6 months review shows low inflation at 2.42% and an increase in foreign exchange reserves to $22.17 billion, enough to cover more than 18 months of imports. The external sector remained strong, with surpluses in the current account and balance of payments supported by a sharp rise in remittance inflows. Exports grew faster than imports, while government spending and revenue both increased. The report also notes moderate growth in money supply, Bank deposits and private sector credit with interest rates remaining low, indicating overall macroeconomic stability. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a trade deal with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, under which the United States will lower tariffs on Indian goods from 25% to 18%. In return, India has agreed to reduce trade barriers and gradually stop buying Russian oil, with plans to purchase more oil from the U.S. and potentially Venezuela. The deal follows earlier U.S. penalties on Indian imports over its Russian oil purchases, which will now be removed. Modi welcomed the agreement, highlighting its potential to boost bilateral trade. Trump also said India will commit to buying over $500 billion worth of American goods, including energy, technology, agriculture, and coal products. The announcement comes shortly after India reached a major trade deal with the European Union. While experts describe the agreement as a step towards easing trade tensions, some caution that it may be more of a tariff adjustment than a comprehensive trade deal. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, with partly cloudy weather elsewhere today. There is a possibility of moderate snow or rainfall at a few places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at few places in the remaining Himalayan areas. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the western low pressure system across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudel highlights Nepal's growth potential in hydropower, tourism and agriculture to Japanese business community. Prime Minister Sushila Karki briefs National Assembly on election preparations and good governance, pledging smooth transfer of power. Election Commission disqualifies 76 candidates from proportional representation closed list, 21 found blacklisted by Credit Information Bureau. And India-US trade tension eases as US President lowers tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.